again, I'm Gareth Nicholson, Director of Functional Consulting at Royal Cyber. So this short video is first in our series of 11 top tips for your e-commerce site, and it focuses on the homepage. I'm going to start with a few general comments, and then Tony will focus in on a specific example. So here goes. So think of your homepage as a reflection of your product catalogue. Now, put yourselves in the shoes of new users who may not know your brand. If they don't see the product or product range they're interested in, they will make a snap judgment that you don't carry it and leave. Now the horror is you may have what they're looking for, but it's not apparent to them. The category structure should be clear and precise, and the hero products representative of the products on offer. Optimize use of your real estate above the fold and ensure that the page loads quickly. Be sure too that you take a mobile first approach with the design. Right, Tony, over to you.
Okay, thanks, Garrett. So let's take a look at a before and after of a homepage design for one of our clients. In this case, it's Godrich, a very large retailer in India. Now, starting at the top, they have this tab structure that allows you to go back and forth between direct-to-consumer products and products for the trade. And we suggested they actually get rid of this tab structure because there's sensitive pricing information actually underneath the business furniture tab that may not be appropriate for other customers to see. Now working our way across the primary categories, automatically there's a couple of these primary categories that could easily be relocated in the footer, blogs and offers. And this is the footer is actually a place where customers feel very comfortable looking for this kind of information. So that could greatly simplify the top of the page very quickly and allow you to have a little bit cleaner approach to your primary categories. Now, there's other areas where we can do some consolidation, such as rooms, and home interiors, kitchens, and modular furniture. There's some room to consolidate there. And then the other area is in the mega menus underneath products. There's just a lot of there's a lot of subcategories here, and it starts to become a little overwhelming. And one of the things that we talk about when it comes to information architecture and how it's presented is cognitive load, and this is how much the human brain can actually remember. And there's just so many subcategories that it would be a challenge for anybody to digest and remember all of the subcategories that are available in this mega menu. Now, working our way down the homepage, one of the things that we talk about is representing your product catalog. And the rule of thumb is that you want to try to show about 40% of your product catalog on the homepage. Otherwise, you run the risk of customers coming to your site, not seeing what they're interested in, and leaving because they just assume that you don't have it. Now, Godrich actually has the opposite issue. They have an overwhelming amount of promotions that starts to become very hard to digest and remember. So, you know, one of the things that we suggested to Godrich is they actually reduce the amount of promotions that they have on their homepage. They have more than enough to represent their product catalog really, really well. They could actually reduce this and make it a much easier page to digest on the part of their customers. All right, so let's take a look at our recommendation. Okay, so let's take a look at the recommended redesign for the Godrich homepage. So obviously we've taken some liberties with the brand presentation. And we do this naturally when we do an assessment like this. If we notice that there is a gap between the brand and customer perception or business goals, we make adjustments in the prototype to make up for that gap. Okay, so let's go to the top of the page and look at the information architecture that we're recommending. We've obviously reduced the amount of primary categories to 4. In this case, furniture, products, interior design services, and sale. Now, let's talk about interior design services for a second. We found this when we did our audit, and honestly, it's buried. And we think it's a missed opportunity for Godrej to create strong relationships with existing customers and new customers. It combines internal design services and product in a way that's very exciting. So that's why we elevated it up to the level of a primary category, because it is a way for customers to get into the product catalog that the browse experience does not allow. So let's take a look at what's underneath furniture and products. So we've reorganized all the subcategories underneath each one of these, again, to make it easier for customers to digest what's underneath these and very quickly self-select and go to the subcategory that most interests them. All right, so let's look at products. And obviously, it's very different than the mega menu that they have now. But again, the reason why we did this was to make the content underneath each one of these primary categories more easily digestible, and then being able to allow the customers to self-select a lot easier to get to the areas that most interest them. All right, so let's work our way down the new homepage. And obviously, again, you know, what we started to establish from a brand presentation carries through to the rest of the page. Now, in the current experience, right underneath the hero, this is incredibly valuable space. And there are promotions underneath the hero in the current homepage. And we think a better use of that space would be to elevate trending categories. So in this case, you can go through this carousel and be able to not only understand what the trending categories are, but you immediately get a sense of what the product catalog is like. The carousel underneath that is a way in which you can have a lot of promotions, but presented in a way that's much more pleasing. In this case, I think there's like, I can't even remember the number, a lot of promotions in the current experience. And it obviously becomes overwhelming. We've put it in a carousel so you could actually very easily navigate through all of the promotions that are available through Godrej, but you could do it in a much more pleasing way. There's no, which is amazing because there's everything else on the current homepage, but there's no carousel for new arrivals. Obviously, that's hugely important. And if you remember how best deals were presented in the current experience, it almost looked like a huge list of coupons. So all we're doing here is we're doing it in a way that makes it, again, easily digestible, but we're also doing it in a way that's a lot more pleasing. So you can navigate to all of the different categories of best deals and do it in a way that, again, is more reflective of where we feel the brand should be. Handpicked for you is the personalized carousel that honestly doesn't exist in the current experience. Again, elevating the interior design services because it's a huge opportunity for them. And we greatly simplified the footer because we've relocated, honestly, a lot of links that are in the current header into the footer, and we needed to come up with a layout that made those links easier to find. And that's it. Okay, so what's up next? Our next video will cover off on the importance of branding and why it is so critical to sync
your business goals with your customers' perceptions. See you there.